is no controversy, but any eventuality is decided on effect on the ground. This is the issue. Remember, for example, if most Zimbabweans spoke of Nigerians and so forth, but you need to understand that Nigeria as a country also helps ZANU-PF. You know, during the liberation struggle, Nigeria also helps ZANU-PF. During the liberation struggle, but now you can't simply throw all those people away because of the law. So there are certain issues which you need to put into consideration for that law to be very effective.
Mr. Mavinga, we see that there's been a government backtrack on foreign shop owners, and we also realize that there are some within some organizations in Zimbabwe, like Ufumi Kubatema and O Kubadiki, who are saying that they want to proceed to go and take some of these barber shops, some of these businesses being operated by people like Nigerians. How did they get these licenses in the first place if now they're saying there are too many of them operating these shops?
Well, this is clear evidence of lack of policy clarity on the part of government, and serious confusion that is underlying this indigenization process. But this is not just confusion which has come about. I believe it is a deliberate confusion, deliberate chaos, which is to raise the dust so that those that are connected, particularly to the ruling party ZANU-PF, would be able to make a killing out of this confusion, while the intended beneficiaries of these policies continue to suffer. This has been the challenge with ZANU-PF's previous policies and positions. For example, the land grab, the farm inversions, they were so chaotic, so lawless, but within that framework, those that were properly aligned within ZANU-PF benefited. If you look at the overall structure, it is not good for the economy. They are not looking at broader political and economic stability within which they should implement a clear policy that should benefit all Zimbabweans. So this, what is happening now, is just evidence of lack of policy clarity, the confusion that has been characteristic of ZANU-PF policies in the last 10 years.
Mr. Chirumanzi, do you agree with Mr. Mavinga on the issue of policy discord and ZANU-PF's failures over the past years to deal with such issues, resulting in the over-licensing of people from other countries to run businesses that many believe should be run by ordinary Zimbabweans?
Remember, in any situation, you know, businesses are built on opportunity. Businesses are built on scanning the environment. Simple as all that. You know, we cannot accuse the foreigners for coming into Zimbabwe for having this and that. But at the end of the day, we need to consider that, okay, fine, if this person is going to earn so much, is the country benefiting or not? The same applies with the agriculture. No, right, we look at this carpet, but no, look, no, man, look, we fought for this land because Zimbabwe's economy is anchored on land and mining. I mean, on agriculture and mining. So why should we let foreigners, and in this case, whites, continue to dominate the economy of our country? Yet at the end of the day, the Zimbabweans, that is blacks, are simply used as the slaves. We cannot allow that. And then the policy or policies or law had to be effected to change that perception. The same applies with these type of small, enterprises. If the country feels that something is going wrong, therefore, at the end of the day, the laws are going to be changed. We cannot say that Zimbabwean laws must not be changed, must not be progressive. This is a progressive nature of the laws. This is a progressive nature of the economy. Simple as all that. So when and the things change, the laws need to be changed as well. Simple as all that.
Mr. Mavinga, we have seen in countries like South Africa the issue of xenophobia, you know, creeping up when issues like these ones that we are discussing, that we have seen also in Zimbabwe, groups like Ufumi Kubadiki also trying to go and take over these businesses. What really needs to be done by the ZANU-PF government to make sure that this does not happen?
Well, what needs to be done is to look at the constitutional framework that is in place, the guaranteed rights that are enshrined and guaranteed to all citizens of Zimbabwe, and to clearly explain how, before the implementation, how this policy will be implemented, how it benefits Zimbabweans generally, so that it is not used by pseudo groups of criminals who are there to loot from people who have worked hard for and built up their companies from scratch. It is not used as an excuse, another form of inversion, now not for firms, but of companies and properties of cash in banks. This is the real fear, that this policy is nothing but really a smokescreen behind which a lot of theft, extortion, and corruption takes place. People are being broken and forced into handing over sums of cash just to appease individuals who are purportedly supposed to implement this policy. So it is really about clarity in terms of implementation of the policy, and also about the respect of the tenets of the rule of law and of the basic rights that are enshrined in our constitution, particularly the right to property.
Mr. Chirumanzu, looking at ZANU-PF as a party and this indigenization policy that the party has been, you know, trying to push to make sure that, you know, there is that economic empowerment, not only of the youth, but of ordinary black Zimbabweans. What is your party doing to make sure that the corruption that we have seen previously is dealt with, that we do not see, you know, the over-licensing of these people? Because obviously these Nigerians were licensed and now they are being licensed again. You know, what are the plans in the near future in terms of this policy?
No, I think we are missing the point. The minister reiterated that all businesses that were set up by foreigners, right, the foreigners will continue operating those businesses. But as from the 1st of January 2014, every venture that is being set by a foreigner, 51% has to be a Zimbabwean. Now, I don't know why you want to keep on flogging a dead horse. This is clear to foreigners. This is clear to Zimbabweans. And if Mavunga, a Zimbabwean, says that, no, look, this is the corruption, this, all Zimbabweans, including Mavunga, they are now aware that this kind of business has to be in the hands of Zimbabweans. So why are those Zimbabweans still sitting on their laurels rather than waking up and doing something far much better than the Nigerians themselves? So we don't want to continue flogging a dead horse. This is water under the bridge. Zimbabweans now know. And those Zimbabweans having money, they can approach any, because there is no need for them to approach any foreigner. The foreigner himself will look for partners. So it is up to that foreigner to look for partners. Is that partner, MDC member, ZAPU member, or whatever, it is going to that foreigner. That has got nothing to do with it. Look here.
Your last word, Mr. Mavunga.
Well, really, the principle of empowerment and indignation is noble. The challenge is with implementation and lack of clarity in terms of how it happens. And with that framework of the lack of clarity, you find opportunists, you find people who are fueling corruption, and you find that at the end of the day, genuine intended beneficiaries lose out, and charlatans and cronies benefit from the patronage system, and it breeds a culture of fly-by-night companies and individuals who want to wake up millionaires when they have not worked for anything. People who want to wake up in a farmhouse when they have not worked, who want to wake up as company directors when they have not worked for it. This is a terrible culture, and it does not augur well for the future of Zimbabwe. People need to know that they should work, and that hard work yields good results, and not that they should, by simply waking up and having a party card, be entitled to a company or to a bank. That is the wrong approach for Zimbabwe.